Among the three southwest states of Osun, Ondo and Ekiti, Osun State has the highest number of schools for persons with special needs, with 8 primary schools and 1 secondary school. The schools are located in Osogbo, Ile-Ife, Ilesha, Ikirun, Ikoyi and Modakeke. Ekiti State has 3 of these primary schools in Ikere, Edo-Ekiti and Ikoro-Ekiti, while Ondo State has 4, with 1 in Akure, another 1 in Owo and others in Okegbo and Ikare. In Osun State, the school for persons with special needs integrates children with all forms of disability, including the deaf, blind, and mentally retarded. The school, with a population of over 200 pupils, has a 6-room hostel accommodation, which is obviously a block of classroom converted for that purpose. There is no attached toilet or bathroom, which leaves the physically challenged with no choice than to walk about 50 meters to the only isolated pit toilet in the compound. How do pupils with such condition, particularly the blind, cope at night, even with no street light, in the school premises that spread across over an acre of land? A visually impaired student, Mr. Toyo Solowokere, shares his experience.
I tried to pack my friend who is deaf. He will take me to toilet. Sometimes he may not answer me.
And similarly, a female teacher who declined being mentioned also attends to this.
You can see the toilet over there. It's about 50 meters to the hostel where they sleep. So their deaf and dumb colleague takes them to the toilet in the midnight anytime they want to urinate.
Only few blind students have their guiding cane, which is their walking aid, while only few of their handicapped counterparts have their wheelchair. This puts a heavy responsibility on their deaf colleagues, who have to assist those who could not walk by carrying them to their classes. They also provide guide for those with visual impairment, as observed by Radio Nigeria in most of the places visited. Most of the schools visited also lack healthcare facility. The only sick bay at the Osogbo Institution, which was donated by a non-government organization in year 2013, has no bed, no drug, neither is there any health official to man it. The chairman of the Nigerian Association of the Blind, who is also a teacher in the school, Mr. Femi Steven, also observed shortage of manpower across all the schools for persons with special needs.
If you look at our hostel, it's not up to write about because it's just like a classroom that we just use it as a hostel. We need more classrooms. You know, we need textbooks. We need computer as well. Then we talk of typewriter. The school doesn't have enough type.
Our parents, not aware of this poor situation of facility in the schools, Mrs. Cecilia Ilesomi is one of the parents.
We are aware of it. But we know that the environment is not conducive. We know that the hostels are not really good. But we can't allow the child to stay at home so that it will not be stigmatized.
However, Radio Nigeria Microphone caught up with the Osun State Commissioner for Education, Mr. Kola Young, who was also in the premises of the school for people with special needs in Osogbo during an unscheduled visit. Mr. Young agreed that there was infrastructural deficit in the schools.
The hostel needs improvement, definitely will attend to it. They don't have enough toilets to be able to take care of all the children that are here. Some of the toilet facilities are no longer functional. We need to put more toilets.
The schools are not properly secured with perimeter fencing, no functional vehicle. The landscape of the premises will require extra caution for able-bodied people to walk on them, but the physically challenged us to walk in this compound. The presence of the State Universal Basic Education Board, which is expected by law to support these schools with infrastructure, is rarely felt, as the last building and equipment donated by Subeb in most of the schools visited were done about 8 years ago. Yet, annual budget of the state have provisions for special education. For all categories of children to have access to basic education, there is need for state government to take a second look at the condition of the schools for persons with special needs. For Radio Nigeria, Adeniton Akinola reporting.